The Boulder County Board of Commissioners last night voted to deny a permit extension request that would have allowed the Sentimientos de Mexico, or CEMEX, facility in Lyons to operate for another 15 years. County staff had negotiated a tentative deal that would have allowed the plant to continue operating beyond the expiration of its permit this year, in exchange for land designated for open space. The proposal met sustained and organized opposition from locals who attended and spoke at the hearings in significant numbers. Environmental groups say CEMEX plant is the largest single source of pollution in Boulder County. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will be sending email and text reminders to Coloradans 65 and older whose records in the immunization system show that they are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine Omicron dose. The CDC has authorized the dose earlier this month. The booster will also protect against the BA4 N5 Omicron subvariants. A federal appeals court in Denver yesterday heard oral arguments in a challenge to 370 drilling permits in the Greater Chaco region of northwest New Mexico. The attorneys representing the federal government argued in favor of upholding the permits authorized during the Trump administration. The Western Environmental Law Center is representing the groups challenging the permits. The groups, including Dene Citizens Against Ruining Our Environment, Wild Earth Guardians, San Juan Citizens Alliance, and the Sierra Club. Opponents of the drilling permits say the Chaco Canyon area is sacred to the region's indigenous nations, and authorizing permits on federal land forces pollution onto indigenous communities, damages local ecosystems, and disrespects culture. They also say the move to defend the permits damages trust in the federal government, just as the Biden administration has launched a Honoring Chaco initiative. The city of Loveland has been removing homeless encampments from one of their most popular nature parks due to restoration needs. KGNU's Christian Garibay reports.
The city of Loveland announced yesterday that King's Crossing Natural Area will be temporarily closed for restoration starting today. The city had to remove close to 60 homeless encampments as a result of the restoration. The city announced its plans on restoring and fixing damage to the area, including fixing damage to plant life, fixing fences, and removing waste from the city's waterways. King's Crossing Natural Area, which is an underdeveloped open space in Loveland, has served as a home for unhoused individuals in Loveland for years. Michael Hefner told 9 News that he has been unhoused since August of last year and staying in King's Crossing since the shelter where he was staying closed in February. "Where do you go? I didn't have everything prepared. I didn't know exactly what to do," said Hefner. "So I followed suit with some of the folks around here and took camp down there at King's Crossing." City officials told 9 News that they have been trying to shift the homeless population out of the nature area since June as they develop programs that they think will act as better long-term solutions to homelessness. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
A violent encounter in Broomfield yesterday has left one person dead and a Denver police officer wounded. Police were reportedly trying to take a suspect in a homicide investigation into custody when a vehicle chase ensued Thursday afternoon. The man crashed into a vehicle carrying a family at the intersection of Sheridan and Midway. Police fatally shot the man at the intersection. The wounded Denver police officer sustained a gunshot wound to the neck and is reportedly in stable condition. Denver City Council will vote in November on a proposed study that assesses the cost and practicality of converting Denver office space into affordable housing. Chiara DeMare has more.
The study assesses the carbon footprint, building size, and proximity to public transportation of 5 to 10 buildings in downtown Denver. According to 9 News, Adaptive Reuse Senior Project Development Administrator Jenny Buddenborg said they're still developing the list on the buildings that will be examined. 9 News also wrote that Denver City Council will be voting on the Denver budget and whether or not the study will come into fruition in November. For KGNU, I'm Chiara DeMari.
It should be partly sunny, partly rainy next couple days, with highs in the 70s across the Front Range and lows in the 50s. Expect heavy rain tomorrow and some sun Sunday. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.